The Wildwood Art Showcase is coming to the Barn in Albany. This one-night-only pop-up collaboration between Wildwood Schools and Albany Barn takes place on Thursday, May 25th. To tell us more, we're now joined by the Barn's Executive Director, Casey Palamain. Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
So before we launch into the upcoming programming, some of our listeners may not be familiar with the Barn. So what should listeners know about your organization?
Albany Barn, Inc. Is an organization that provides support and professional development services to artists and creatives in the Capital Region. So that looks like a lot of different things. We have two locations, Albany Barn located in Arbor Hill in Albany and Electric City Barn in the Hamilton Hill neighborhood in Schenectady. And across the two sites, we have low-cost living and workspace, apartments, private work studios, shared maker spaces. We provide, like I said, professional development services. So we help artists figure out how to grow their craft into a career. So if they've always wanted to teach a class but don't really know where to start, we can help them build that class. We can help them connect with organizations in the community where they could teach that class. Pretty much anything in the business side of being an artist. That's our sweet spot, and that's where we really like to help.
Now, both Hamilton Hill and Arbor Hill are low-income communities of color. Why did the Barn decide to settle into these communities as a way to, you know, help better promote art in the Capital District?
Well, both Arbor Hill and Hamilton Hill, at one point were really just thriving neighborhoods. And, you know, even now the folks that live in these neighborhoods are just so lovely. We've made so many great community and like neighborhood connections there. It's just been a really nice place to be in both of these neighborhoods, and to kind of help break down, you know, any kind of barriers or fears or even stereotypes that people can kind of unnecessarily have towards some of these spaces. Like just us being there, us being able to connect with the neighbors and really figure out what the community wants and try to meet that need instead of just kind of coming in and assuming, they know. So we've just had really, really wonderful experiences in both of these neighborhoods. And we love, the Albany Barn building was a school for a very long time and was a community center after that, and a rec center, boxing gym kind of place. And we love when folks pop in and say, oh my gosh, I went to school here in the 60s. And, you know, this was my classroom. And there's just so much rich history in the neighborhood and in our buildings. So we're just really honored to be able to take these to take over these buildings and to get to know the people that make up these really great neighborhoods.
And the Albany Barn, they're the Barn in Albany, as you mentioned, in that former St. Joseph's Academy. Two of the things that are being addressed in that building are housing, specifically for a lower income bracket, and the private studio space. You talked about the creating sustainability for artists. Can you talk about how the access to both of these things are really important in improving the quality of art and the life of artists in the Capital Region?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like you said, all of our spaces, are low income. It's low income housing, low income, studio spaces to work. And it's really, they create a really nice safety net for artists, because, you know, a lot of these folks are quitting, you know, or attempting to quit their regular kind of day jobs, right, to put all of their efforts into growing their career as artists. So the fact that they can kind of have peace of mind that their rent will be low and will be stable, and then they can take the funds that they're saving in that area and put them into growing their career. It just creates a safe and secure environment where they are not afraid to take risks in their practice. And that's really the way that they're going to be able to grow and and take off as if they, you know, if they take risks. And that's kind of where we want to fit in, is we want to eliminate as much of that risk and that fear as possible. So that's through, you know, creating those affordable spaces and then all of the, you know, the services that we provide. But, you know, there's not a ton of studio space options in the area as well. So space for folks that live elsewhere but need a private space to do their work. And both the live side of what we do and the work side, we have lengthy wait lists. I think there's about 160 people on our housing wait list. So, you know, it's sad that there's so many folks out there that want to be in our space and we just don't have the room for them. But it's an indication for us that what we're doing is there's a real value to what we're offering in our spaces.
So you mentioned that the barn is also a space for collaboration, and, you know, one of the collaboration has been with Wildwood. Used to teach artists to our classes there, now the Wildwood Art Showcase. What is sort of the structure of the barn's collaborative relationship with groups like the Wildwood Art Showcase?
Oh, we've been working with Wildwood for several years now, and it's just one of our favorite partnerships. The Art Showcase is one of my favorite events of the whole year that we do. So generally speaking, we partner with a lot of community organizations that want to bring art into their everyday practice in whatever their business might be, but they don't necessarily know how to do that or have the resources to do that. So Wildwood, you know, has all of these folks that that really have a passion for art, but they, you know, they wanted a way to really show that off and even to, you know, highlight what they're doing in terms of like teaching them, right? So where we come in is, we work with Wildwood to create some programming. So four of our artists went to the Wildwood schools, or, you know, spaces for learning, and they taught the Wildwood folks a bit more about, we covered collaging, fiber arts, food photography, and African drum and dance. So our artists went to the spaces, shared their craft with the folks from Wildwood, and they, you know, made collaborative pieces. So they all, you know, wove on one loom and learned how to weave and the importance of weaving. And at the show tomorrow, those pieces that were created together with our artists and their artists will be on display. And we also create a full visual art exhibition with pieces that our artists have created that, you know, are inspired by the pieces that some of the Wildwood artists have created. So it's just a really wonderful exhibition that highlights the barn and Wildwood and the really great things that can happen when two organizations that don't seem to have a ton in common can come together and share resources and learn from one another.
This recording will be rebroadcast in the morning, so that's Thursday, May 25th. You mentioned that this happens every year. Is that just specifically the Wildwood Art Showcase? Are there other showcases that take place every year?
The Wildwood Showcase is one that happens, that is regularly happening every year. We are always looking for new partnerships with individuals or community organizations. I love when we create something like we have with Wildwood, and it has, you know, its own legs and its own spirit, and it can happen every year. You know, we work with some local theater artists that call the barn their home now, and they do, you know, three or four different runs of theatrical production a year. So those shows change, but their presence is always there. So we have a lot of relationships like that that happen regularly, I'm happy to say.
So we go ahead.
Want to thank Casey Polamine for talking to us about the barn. If people want more information, both about the Wildwood event, but also about the barn in general, you have a website. How can people do that?
Absolutely. Our website is albanybarn.org. You can learn about how to support the work that we do or how to become a member or join as an artist. There's so many things that you can do to get involved and help us raise the barn, as we say.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.